Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, let's focus on the continued correction in the precious metals, especially when it comes to gold. Gold today down about a little over $20. And the most important thing is it seems like on the futures market and on the spot market, it is testing out some of these November lows. Now, depending what market you're watching here, you can make the argument that those lows have temporarily been broken and then were taken back. Either way, this correction continues, the downtrend continues for gold, and now we are right around the 1770 level that is some pretty key resistance. Give us your comments, please, on the correction that we are seeing in the bigger picture of this 7-month correction right now for gold, please.
Well, gold has come down, and today it's tested the 300-day exponential moving average, which if you look at the 1970s and also the 2000s, there has been numerous times where other than the biggest corrections in the bull markets in gold, the majority of corrections tend to come down and bottom around the 300-day exponential moving average, which is at 1770. So we came a little bit below that. We've rallied a little bit today. The way the price action looks, it doesn't look that great, but you have to be really careful about just assessing based on looks, especially when you come down, when you're already oversold, you're coming down to a support area. So gold is getting oversold. I mean, one sentiment indicator I look at is Mark Holbert. It's something called the HGSNI or the HGNSI. I forget what it is, but he has his own gold sentiment indicator based on newsletter writers, and that is basically around a 2-year low. Now, the net spec positions, those have not changed that much. That market has kind of been, meaning the net spec positions, since we had that huge move higher in the summer, we saw some commercials who normally they sell into weakness or normally they sell into strength and buy weakness. They do that sort of thing. But when the market gets really strong, sometimes they have to cover short positions. So that's what happens. So that indicator has kind of been messed up for about a year, but you know, open interest in both gold and silver have come down a lot, especially gold, which is a good thing. So we'll see how the report looks at the end of this week. I mean, I wish it was a lot more oversold, but that being said, Corey, I'm not that worried about the sector, to be honest. We're oversold, we're coming down to support, and I, based on everything I look at, I think we're setting up for a low very soon. Based on the things I'm looking at, I don't think there's enough selling pressure to push the market that much lower.
Does it matter, Jordan, if gold does significantly break this 17, let's say 70 level, say by the end of this week, it puts in a weekly close that could be below that level? Is that significant? Would that change your outlook?
No, it wouldn't, because it's already so oversold. And this is tricky. There's a lot of nuance to the answer to what you're asking, because sometimes when a market breaks a level, I mean, it is a breakdown, but other times it is not, and it can be a false move. And now if gold were to go sideways for another month or 6 weeks or 7 weeks and then break below it, you know, if gold kind of rallied and it did a bearish consolidation, you know, gold's been holding below the 50-day moving average. So if gold rallied, couldn't get above that, and it consolidated for another month, then it broke down, then I would be more worried about it. But here and now, it's already oversold. So breaking below it, to me, is not some massive technical breakdown that we have to worry about. I think it's more likely to, and you see this a lot with gold, where it breaks below a certain level and it's a fake out. So breaking below could be a bear trap.
Interesting. Okay, well, I guess that's encouraging for all the bulls out there that are watching this continued correction. What about the bigger picture here of this 7-month downtrend that gold has been in. I realized the gold was due for a correction when it got up to that 2100 level, but this correction is starting to get a bit long in the tooth. And even talking to some of my more generalist investor guests, they have made the comment that they're, if they haven't already turned away from gold, they're pretty close to just losing faith in it. That really shows just how washed out the sentiment could be here.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear those people. Those people weren't talking about like that 6 or 7 months ago when gold was above 2,000. They were saying, I got to get some gold. I got to hold on to gold. And now it's, well, I got to get rid of my gold because the stock market's soaring. And, you know, gold has been correcting for a while. So that's how it works. But, I mean, in the bigger picture, Corey, one thing that's very important, and I do think we're coming up, we are going to rebound here very soon in the precious metals complex. But if you look at relative strength, in particular, gold and gold stocks against the stock market, that's been a disaster over the last 6 or 7 months. I mean, I did predict the market would correct. I didn't predict that precious metals would underperform the stock market as badly as they have. And looking at those charts, I mean, the 7 or 8 year bases are still intact, but there's been some damage there. And it just tells me, and we've talked about this for years and years, Corey, to get a big move in precious metals, they have to outperform the stock market. And so that is one worry I have, is we are going to put in a low here and rebound. But if we want that rebound to gain traction and to be sustained, we're going to have to see gold outperform the stock market. We're going to have to see something happen to the stock market, some kind of, you know, correction or capital move away from there and back into precious metals. Because if the stock market keeps going up, then you're not going to see gold in particular, you know, rally back above 1900, 1950. So how gold performs against the stock market is going to be critical moving forward after this coming low.
Yeah, doesn't it just show the divergence that we're seeing, the almost washed out sentiment in precious metals compared to the just exuberance in U.S. equity markets? That in all fairness, the markets have been exuberant and sentiment levels have been very high for months now. And people have been calling for a pullback, even a crash or a correction, whatever term you want to use. The crash term is a bit more extreme, saying that it could be in another full-on bear market. I don't necessarily buy into that full-on bear market comment right now just because of how much money there is in the system. But how are you balancing out the potential of, I guess, a correction in the U.S. equity markets in the near term, which then would help the precious metals eventually?
It would. And I mean, if because we don't have all day to talk about this, but I wrote a pretty long article about this, and I'm getting bothered by, you know, numerous emails about, oh, well, you know, I'm hearing there's going to be a crash and, you know, I should sell my gold and my gold stocks. And, you know, there's a lot of a nuance to predicting what might happen. And, you know, if you look at the three biggest crashes, Corey, you had the Fed was tightening beforehand, you had economic expansion, you had a huge problem in the banking system. So that's 0-for-3 right now. And if you look at the fourth and fifth biggest bear markets, you have the 1972 to 1973 or 73 to 74. And then you have the early 2000s with the tech bust. During those, gold and gold stocks actually performed really well and they diverged. And what has happened? We're almost in the seventh month here and we've been talking about it. Gold and gold stocks have been correcting and going down. Well, pretty much everything else except for bonds has been going up and enjoying inflows. So it's just garbage to me that people are just thinking, oh, we're going to see a repeat of 2008 or 2020, you know, the COVID crash. When those things happened, gold and gold stocks were going up with the market into those crashes. So if you think there's going to be another crash or a really sharp correction in the stock market, like, and it's imminent or it's going to happen this year, it's going to take down gold and gold stocks, it's not, because all the money recently has been going into those other areas. It hasn't been going into gold and gold stocks, which, as we just said, have already been correcting. So you have to be careful about just, oh, well, this happened last time and now it's going to happen again. I mean, markets don't work like that. You know, you have to analyze these things with a lot of nuance. So I'm not worried about it. In fact, Corey, we probably need to see a sharp correction in the stock market before gold gets in position for that next huge breakout above $2,100 an ounce. I mean, it's just not going to rebound and rally back up and break out when the stock market is this strong and enjoying all these inflows of capital. It's just not. I mean, we talked about this in 2017 and 2018, probably in 2019 as well. So people have their, you know, their thinking is backwards, and they're going to be making a big mistake if they're going to sell out everything and wait for some crash and wait for everything, you know, wait for gold to go to 1500 and GDX to go to 10 or whatever. It's just garbage. I'm sick of hearing about it, to be honest.
All right. I can tell you're fired up there, Jordan, but it really does sound like, look, we just need gold to start outperforming the markets, and we haven't seen that over this whole period. Do any other markets matter, like treasuries and the rising long end, or like any moves in the dollar, or any other markets that you're paying more attention to?
That's an excellent question. You know, I'm looking at gold is starting to break out to, I think, a six-year high against TLT, so that's a good thing. However, or circling back, I should say, it is possible that rates on the long end keep rising, and maybe it gets to a point where the Fed has to say, you know what, we're going to do yield curve control. You know, that could be a catalyst for precious metals to turn this thing around. You know, another catalyst is maybe we see a reversal in inflation expectations and bond yields, and we see a big reversal or a big correction. And so all the optimism that has happened in the last 6 or 7 months, you see a reversal to that, or at least just a temporary reversal. That's something that could help gold. So to be honest, we just have to watch the price action in the market and those types of things, because the market will always sniff it out before we're able to predict it. Like I said, with yield curve control, you know, the gold could sniff that out before it gets announced. I mean, remember, markets are forward looking. That's how we look at these things. But so that's, you know, one thing to watch is the bond market, of course, the dollar as well, but also, you know, gold against the stock market and that ratio. So, I mean, I'm watching all those things.
Final comment. What about silver? Because we do hear a lot from the precious metals bug saying that, well, silver is outperforming gold, and they're using that as a positive factor, saying the gold's going to start moving up soon. I'm seeing it a slightly different way, in the sense that silver is just reacting a bit more on its industrial metal purposes. And quite frankly, silver's not breaking out either. So how do you view silver in the big picture of gold as well?
Well, in the big picture, I'll make this quick because I have a couple thoughts. In the big picture, Corey, we're talking about how something has to happen to really get precious metals and gold specifically performing again. That's something, you know, a correction in the stock market, the silver would underperform during that period. Now, however, if you go back to the mid-2000s, during a lot of corrections and consolidations in precious metals, because of higher inflation expectations, silver held up better than gold. So you have that going for you if you're a silver bug. However, since we had the crash or the failure of the short squeeze, silver has rebounded slightly. It's gained back some strength. However, the silver stocks have not. So in the last, you know, 5-7 days or so, silver stocks have been underperforming silver. So that's not a good sign. I would not be, you know, trusting any strength in silver here. And again, it depends on the macro fundamentals. You know, however long this certain or this period of higher inflation expectations, higher growth, however long that continues, silver will outperform gold. But if we see a big shift, silver is going to get hit initially. But that would be a good, you know, that shift would be a good thing for precious metals, as we've already explained. So silver's kind of in the middle here, and I'm not sure that it's, you know, telegraphing anything hugely positive for precious metals as a whole right this moment.
Okay. Jordan, we're wrapping up there. I know a lot of precious metals investors a little bit worried at the price action today. Either way, it's just a continuation of this correction that we're seeing, and it really does come down to how investors and where investors are making money. And right now, that's in broad averages, in more of the risk on stocks. And until gold and gold stocks start outperforming, then unfortunately this downtrend might continue. But hopefully we start to get a bounce here in some of the gold stocks and break this now longer downtrend line. Jordan, thanks for your time. I'm going to post a link to your website, The Daily Gold. That's where everyone can stay up to date on your technicals, really focused on the metals sector. Thanks for your time this week, Jordan. Chat with you next week, buddy.